Matthew Kelly, MATTHEWKELLEY, 7780. Today's 20th, 9/22 complaint, abdominal pain, number 2, nausea, nixmus vomiting, nixmus arm pain, nixmus leg pain, nixmus tachycardia, nixmus palpitation, nixmus I'm so tired I can't move, nixmus diarrhea, nixmus dizziness. 43-year-old gentleman works for the railroad. He's a conductor. He was doing fine on Monday night, then Tuesday, he started feeling bad. He's been vaccinated against COVID. His wife was concerned about COVID-19, so he was brought in today for an evaluation period. He apparently got past medical problems, no hypertension, no diabetes, medications, none, surgery, none, social, no TOH use, no alcohol use. He's a railroad conductor. He's been married for 9 years. They have 4 children altogether. Allergy, none, COVID immunizations, good family history, hypertension. He weighs 203. No significant change in his weight in the past 6 months. Alert, awaken, no distress. 96, 101.8, 16, 113, 135 over 76. Heart, positive, some positive, two lungs, few bronchi, TMs, a red posterior appendix, is red and inflamed. Neurological non-focal, patient has severe pain in the shoulders bilaterally when touched, in the arms as well as in the lower extremity. Lower mucosa with anal lesion. Assessment, positive COVID, negative flu, negative strep, procephalogram, now, nixmus decadron, 8 milligram, now, nixmus CPAC, nixmus Medrol, dose pack, nixmus Bromfed, nixmus lots of rest, nixmus invasive palpitation. We looked at his echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. Next summer, we also looked at his abdominal ultrasound with nausea and vomiting, diarrhea, gallbladder looked normal, slight fatty liver noted. Next summer, carotid ultrasound was looked at because of dizziness within normal limits. Next one was leg pain and arm pain related to COVID-19. No sign of DV2 or PVD noted. Next one was lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next one was tachycardic. Next number, blood work was done earlier this year. Next number will evaluate condition in the next 24 hours. Next one was go to the emergency room. It develops chest pain and shortness of breath. Next one was talked about vitamin D and aspirin as well. Next one was Tylenol and Motrin to bring the temperature down at home as well. Thank you.